You are now listening to Mistakes Are Delicious, a Dan Cakes podcast. This podcast is intended for a mature audience. What's up, Mad Lads? Welcome to another episode of Mistakes Are Delicious. This is episode 11.
Wow. 11. That's only... Oh, there you go. When you edit it, you'll see.
I'm Hank.
I'm Dana.
Ben.
And I'm Dan.
And actually, this episode, we have a very special guest. Our first guest over Zoom, virtually.
The commissioner.
The commissioner. The Phoenix-based artist of Dan Cakes.
Hi, I'm Lee. Goldberg.
Lee Goldberg at Goldberg... at Goldberg 337, I believe, on most of the social media platforms.
He's big on Twitter.
He actually does a weekly show for a company.
Idle Champions.
Yeah, Idle Champion, a company that makes a really cool game. Idle Champions. I'm trying to think of the actual name of the company, though.
Oh, CNE Games.
CNE Games, that's right. Yeah. And he does it every Friday. At like 12 p.m. I know our time, Central Time.
Yeah, it's... Are you
10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Time.
That's it.
And it's you making, like, 2 hours of you making characters from the game or art related to the game, right?
Yeah, it used to just be the champions that were getting boosted for the weekend, but when you do the same character because it's boosted again a few times, so we opened it up and now it's like monsters, bad guys, items, equipment, basically all TTRPG
something. I remember
content
you,
that's in their game.
I remember you made up a character and made it too.
Laserbeak.
Laser
it's also
beak.
My alien RPG character's name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Nice.
It's a pilot, call sign Laserbeak.
But anyway, we brought, we want to bring this. Lee is one of, other artists we have not in St. Louis. He is the first one, you know, Dana moved here, but he's the first one that we got that wasn't
satellite
based
artist.
In St. Louis. Yeah, St. Louis. So yeah, first satellite artist. And Lee, I brought you on because we're going to play a game as we do on here. And the game I got this week is called The Interesting Game.
It looks like it's called The Very Interesting Game.
It's The Interesting Game.
It'll earn that very.
He took out all the very interesting cards.
Yeah, it's just the regular, right? Just mildly,
yeah,
the mildly
interesting
game. Yeah, this is going to be
moderate.
And quickly, and I'll edit this out if it's wrong, I just want to briefly talk about Dan Cakes membership kind of thing. I know it's available. I know it's available. We haven't pushed it yet.
It's on the website. It exists as...
But. Yeah, and one of the things with the podcast, at least, so the membership would get you a skew of many Dan Cakes-related things. This podcast, classes, exclusive videos, merch, amongst other things. And in this podcast, at least, when we play games, we want to get where members are getting played for when we play a game. So this game actually is a game where you... And we play a lot of games where one of us will win. And if I represented, say... Random member number 33.
That is their name. That's their Christian
name. And I won.
Name.
They would get a prize, whatever we choose. So, hey, become a Dan Cakes member. And if we have it fixed, this is where I put the info of what it's really called. Lee, we were actually trying to come up with a name. I know we talked about it really quick over text with you in a group text. It's just, there's a lot of names out there. I don't
a
know.
Name for what?
The membership the, program.
The
patron.
Membership program?
Yeah.
Little Flippers.
Well. Shut off.
All right, bye. It was nice seeing you.
Yeah,
guys,
hey.
It was a
I'm sorry
you
couldn't play the game.
It was such a
don't
pleasure.
You have a family
oh
to look after?
Great rest of your podcast.
We are all Jimmy Fallon, and you have to go. You have 5 minutes to talk about Jumanji.
I don't want
to
be Jimmy Fallon.
Too late.
Right,
nobody does, Dana.
I want to be Conan.
How do you think Jimmy Fallon feels?
All right, so let me quickly go over the rules of this. So this is probably the when I read this, this is a little more, it feels like a little more upper alley. As far as a game, because it's got different
things. How much racism is in that game? That's what I want.
There's at least five racism.
Okay. Watch episode 10. This game is horrible. / don't play this game. Patent pending.
/ we really need.
Yeah,
it.
Lee.
/
I don't know if we just released
we're
episode.
We're not being facetious.
We just released episode 10 today, and we played a game called Answer the Internet by Barstool Sports. Very bro website, and some of the questions were like, all right.
It was just...
It got from us like okay, we're going to just shit on this game.
It would have been inappropriate 10 years ago, but now it's just like horrendously terrible to the point where we were just playing it, and we were like, I unironically hate this game.
So like any game, we don't have to play this perfectly to the rules, because we're kind of just looking more to have interesting conversations based on... the cards questions. Now, I know there's different questions.
What's
here.
The premise of this? What's the deal? How do you win? What's the game?
I'm about to go over that. So can you separate... let me take these ones out. Yep. Separate
I
those
rolled
into colors.
I rolled a 20. Is that good?
No.
And then shuffle.
It's very bad.
While you do that,
separate
I'm
the
read.
Colors and then shuffle the colors.
All right. Again, guys, it's called A Very Interesting Game. The object of the game is to
it's
win
a very interesting
the most
game.
Interesting player title. The secondary objective is to have a conversation more interesting than a cell phone.
So what was any of that?
It says, from the class of how to be more interesting than a cell phone.
That sounds like
Dan
shit.
Loves a cell phone. Ew.
If I've learned anything,
okay, boomer.
If I've learned anything from my father, then it's a tragedy that I'm not smarter than my own cell phone.
All right, so stack the cards in five piles.
How can I be more interesting?
Deep.
Without you, your phone can't do shit.
That's not true. It can still listen to someone else.
Right.
And advertise sunflower-themed clothing
yeah,
to them because I said it
right
once.
Now.
Can send my right. information to
we're
gonna
We're going to get the most non-interesting game advertisement.
Stop that.
Who was it?
It was Dana.
Yeah, that's not pleasant for listeners.
What? That yeah. sounded pleasant to me.
Okay, miss jump at every other sound.
Yeah, which is why if it sounds nice to me, then it's valid.
Oh, really? I am the
So your experience
Dana,
is everybody's experience.
If Dana likes it, that means everybody likes
That's
it.
That's how the universe works. Individualism.
Dana introducing coffee, ASMR. Right?
Yes. This coffee tastes like ass. Spice it up.
It is shit, Austin.
Sorry, everybody. I've got a bit
let
more
me,
chaos
let me
in me.
Get
than
into
usual.
These rules because they are. It's not super lengthy. It's one full page. Stack the cards in five piles face down in a row according to the card color. I don't get what that means. I
Wait,
guess rainbow.
Read it one more time.
Stack the cards in five piles face down in a row according to the card color.
I think that's purple, green, red, orange, blue. Or in
purple,
rainbow,
blue.
I don't think it matters.
I don't think it matters
It doesn't
either.
Matter. It does not.
I would like it in rainbow.
Would you, though?
Roy G,
is that the only purple card? Oh, no. Okay, sorry. You had them. I'm like, one purple card.
That's a really exclusive category.
The bossiest player should be assigned the role of referee. Now, Lee, we can't choose you for the two roles we have to choose because you have to write down. Like, it's not going to work virtually. So, who wants to be the referee? Dana, take it.
Yeah, okay. I've gotten the most intense during these games. I think that's fair.
Okay, Dana, I give you... The referee has control regarding the flow of the game. They enforce rules, throw penalty flags, determine when it's time to move on to a new card, and when it's time to take a break. The referee has the final say in any matter unless overturned by a unanimous group
yeah.
vote.
Okay.
So if there's a tie, I imagine you have the final say.
Yeah.
The referee gets the referee card.
Here you go.
A three-minute break card, which we may not use because it's literally the concept is, oh, no one's supposed to be on their phones, and three-minute break lets you check your phone and pee.
Go pee pee in the potty.
I love the rigidity here.
And then the violation list card. This is interesting. So these, you can literally take away people's points for any one of these things.
Wow.
Read them really quick for me.
Okay. Gaming violations. Interrupting, minus 10 points.
I don't know.
Watch out. Stalling gameplay. Watch out, minus 10 points. Distracted. God damn it. Distracting others. God damn it. Droning. Ben.
Benning
Dan
you're getting an interrupting territory
disruptive actions that's
tone.
Me again yes. Explaining the obvious that could be either of y'all offensive comments no one really but probably Hank and then other I guess I get to choose like it literally says other minus 10 points can I just be like too much dark
like
clothing
I don't like your shirt
right
and he's wearing blue today kind of
I like your shirt Dan
Thanks.
It's a navy.
Dan, Dan, you look very handsome.
Thanks.
Someone say he's ugly. There needs to be.
Yes. Okay. Some would.
So do I have a...
Hang on. You have one more card. You get half the penalty flags. One, two, three,
four. Oh, I already got my own penalty flag. Penalty.
Get the hell out of here.
Get your mail off the table.
It's not my mail.
So you get five penalty flags. Don't.
Just the mail you stole from your neighbor.
Did you just assume the postage is... The gender, that's, I don't know, I was going somewhere with that. But
I get it.
I was trying to figure out what to call it.
But it's got a package.
There we go.
Let me continue
with the
rules,
guys. Gender the package. There we go.
There it is.
That's...
Yes.
All right, next rule. The player who can add and subtract quickly should be assigned the role, the bookie. So I don't want to be the bookie, but I can do that fast. Because I have to...
You be because of math?
The bookie keeps track of all scores and record bets placed during the true and false round. There's a round, true or false, where you bet what the other player might say, and you risk your points.
Who calls that? I'm sorry.
The bookie, we need to assign. So either Dan or Ben, basically.
Okay.
And should put them in full view of the other players.
You
so,
flip for it?
Sorry, the bookie gets the bookie card.
I wish I could be bookie. I'm good at math. Right.
Heads, you. Tails, me. All right?
It's you.
All right.
It's Ben.
Math.
Ben's the bookie.
I'm the bookie.
Do I need to write anything down?
No, I will. This is like literally the most complex stuff is their stuff, and it's literally just keeping track.
Wait, are you literate?
I mean,
literate-ish.
Bookies.
I read lots of bookies.
Sorry, I'm going to explain the continuation of what your job is.
Would we have hired him if we knew he could read?
You get this, Ben.
Wait, you guys get to read?
You guys can read?
My contract is just a series of drawings.
Yeah. That's honestly the best method.
It's like when they write in the Peanuts cartoons.
That's why you're always at the wrong airplane gate.
I remember the time I slept through my flight, and we were really lucky that it didn't have any impact because they canceled the event.
Oh, yeah. And I thought you were fucking with me. Like, because you had done that. I told you I was mad at you because you had done that. You've been like, I missed my flight. Nah, I'm here, guys. And then when you actually missed it, I was like, Lee, shut up.
Oh, no, it's the boy who cried missed flight. That old folklore
My
title.
Baby doesn't let me sleep at all anymore, so
karma got you.
If we ever fly again, you're good.
Your baby.
Wait, what's flying?
It's what birds do that don't exist.
Birds aren't real.
Yeah, birds aren't real.
All right, let me finish your jobs here. Your job. The bookie gets the bookie card and 1 point reference card. And should put them in full view of all the other players. So Lee, if you want to ever look at this, we'll show you it. But you can probably Google.
What is it?
It's how to lose and gain points card.
Got something with.
But we'll explain that.
I'd say text it to me, but I'd lose points by looking at the rules.
We lose points for looking at the rules? I'm going to die.
No, because I'd be on my phone looking at the rules.
Yeah, okay. The rules are fine, though. There's no cheating in this. There's literally
I'll
no cheating.
That's
it's all
debatable.
Conversation.
Okay.
Anyway.
I can literally deduct 10 points from anyone for anything. I'm Dumbledore.
I'm texting you these right now, Lee.
All right. So, put them in full view of other players. Create a score sheet, Ben. With the names of each of the players on top of the page. That should be fine.
Wait, is that my notebook?
I'm just using it for a straight line. I don't know if it is. I just grabbed
it. It is mine.
I'm just using it for a straight line.
Okay.
So you're basically going to put the names of the players at the top of the score sheet. At the top of the page. So basically create a score sheet with the names of the player at the top of the page. Then number 10 rows down the side of the page to allow enough space to...
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Exactly how you're doing. And then... You're basically making it where, and you're putting yourself too, Ben, by the way.
Yeah, no, I
didn't. So many words on this. I'm anxious.
No, hang on. I'm going to explain it here. So.
Wait, you need to look at something with words
each
on
Each player, Ben, starts with 1,000 points.
So. Oh.
Wait, so me deducting 10 points is like nothing.
But there's also ways to lose points bigger than that.
Oh.
It's just violations. Don't let that power get to your head.
Yeah.
Please do.
That's just to control the flow, as they said. Like, you're droning. 10 points. And we all go,
you should
show. No, actually, we don't have to. You just say it.
Yeah, you guys, if you all disagree
with me. But we can have a mutiny if you get out of hand.
What are you saying there, Lee?
I just say she should have one of the rules that you decide on be just choosing a word that no one's allowed to say.
Like in drinking games.
In your head, though, don't tell us.
It's
it.
Like no one say the. You do.
You're
take
not
a
allowed
sip.
To use articles.
Okay. Can I move like on, Ben? You got it all written down.
You said
All right. Place the most interesting player card. Look at this card, guys. It's got a flamingo on it. Oh. In a prominent area so everyone can see it.
Yeah, just give it to me. There we go.
You're the most interesting player, Dan. Place
if
the
I win,
extra points reference card.
You mail that to me.
Is there an extra point?
All right, folks, we'll get back to the podcast
get,
in 3 to 5 days.
Yeah.
Extra points
3 to 5 days.
Reference
I know.
Card.
We're lucky.
I know. My stuff's all been late lately.
And then
thanks,
penalty
Obama.
Flags and violation cards. Where are the what are the violations? Oh, these. Okay. Extra points and in front of all players. So, Lee, I believe I'll get to that in a second about the penalty flag. And if I had edited this, whatever. I do edit now. Time to play. So basically, this is kind of the setup we should have. It's not a big deal.
Can we center everything like that? Because I can't read those.
What?
The green card. They're centered on there.
Oh, you don't you?
No.
Oh, Ben has it.
No. Look, just lay it like it has it there. Like that.
We'll
right.
figure it out.
Okay, let me continue reading. Go ahead and do what you want. The person to the left of the referee... from the orange draws from the orange pile. So you start on the orange pile and then the player reads the card and other players follow with answers, comments, or activities based on that card. After reading the card out loud, the player should place it face up on the orange pile. The action ensures the next player can only draw from one of the other available piles. So basically you have to draw from the orange first, but then you can the next player can draw from any of the others.
Okay.
Play all five categories one time. The referee will then place all used cards at the bottom of the respective stacks. And the next player draws from any pile they have not pulled from. So basically, we have to play all five first, and then the referee puts it under, and we draw continue.
Sounds like we're going clockwise, too.
So, Lee, basically, what we're going to do when you're drawing a card is you can be like, I want to draw from the what's left, the blue pile. I'll take it, and I'll hold it to the screen, and that's how we'll do it. And I won't see it because I'll do that.
Very lo-fi.
Yeah. Also, you go after Dan.
Welcome to Zoom podcast. Professionals are doing it.
Is this school?
Yeah. Everywhere is doing it now. Try to keep the conversation going. Do not rush through the deck. One card could easily last 30 minutes if the comments and questions are relevant, humorous, or entertaining. Savor the moment and let your imaginations run wild. Get creative. Try not to filter your comments. Note, if your comments are genuinely offensive, someone will throw a penalty flag at you, and you will lose only 10 points.
The opposite.
Now you know where the boundaries are with the group of people.
Okay,
so let me quickly read these cards. So orange card, hot potato. The round starts immediately with the person to the left of the reader and ends at the reader. Any player who is stumped loses 50 points for each round stumped. So basically, for example, you read it, and it's kind of like that story game. That's just one example.
Ben's going to be the one that reads the card first, and then I immediately start whatever.
Yeah, and how I want
to
do
and
this.
And then it'll go to Lee,
is,
and then it'll go to Hank, and then it'll go to Dana.
I'm just going
to
read this card because it's the first one, and then we're going to play, and then once you pull it, I'll read what the other card is before you do it. Or should I read them all and try to remember it?
What are you saying at me?
So I was just going to read the orange because that's the one we're playing now. Okay. And then if someone pulls the red before you read it, I'll read what the red is. Got me?
I feel like I'm going to have to
or
see this
I
game
just
in action.
Read
first.
Them all right now.
What do you
just do it as they come.
That's what I was saying. Do it as they come. So okay. Orange is hot potato. Again, let me read the rules. Basically, it's an exercise. Any player who is stumped loses 50 points. They are not out of the game. They must continue to play until the exercise is finished. If the player doesn't openly admit to being stumped, time limits should be established by the group, like a count of 10. Every player who makes it through the designated rounds will earn 250 points. So basically, a round, boom.
Do we have that little time thing, or should we just like...
No, you're the referee.
You're
if
the ref.
Someone's
I'm
droning,
the time thing. Okay.
I think we...
We could use it if you want. It's in that game.
I think. Well, let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Let's see how it goes. I feel like I can.
So, Lee, again, Ben's going to draw the card, read it to us. Dan's going to start whatever prompt it is, and then it's going to rotate. You'll be after Dan, and then I'll be after you.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's how I'm situated all right,
guys,
here, too.
The interesting.
Let's
very
do it, Ben.
Game.
All right.
Let's see what I got to use my brain for today.
Hot potato.
No.
That's the card type.
I know. It says it, too. So, I'm just
making sure. Everyone's clear.
Okay. Yep. I'm reading it first so I understand it. Jeez, Daniel.
Just right. Establishing fear.
The power is mine.
I am no benevolent riff.
List the names of cities anywhere in the world. No repeating unless the city is located in multiple geographic areas. Mm. If so, the player must state the specific location. 15 rounds.
Ooh.
15 rounds?
So we got to count it. 15 rounds. If
like
someone gets
rounds?
Yeah, you got to name a city and move on. Boom, 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 boom.
That's okay.
Wait, what was the 75 sorry, what was the little times. Abbreviated rules about the cities? Sorry, read that again.
You have to say where it is.
So,
no repeating.
Well, no, only, yeah, like if you were to say, let's say example, like someone said Springfield, and then you said Springfield, you would be like Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
You know,
you have to do that.
Yeah.
If you repeat a city.
If you say like
gotcha.
Paris,
okay.
You're fine.
So yeah. 15 rounds, if someone gets stumped, I think we should do this bang, 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 and then we all be the judge if someone's stumbling.
So interrupting is interesting. I feel like I'm going to loosely enforce that. It's going to be more like really like bad interrupting, because we interrupt each other all the time, but like we can do that.
I think it's more in the context of the game. So if Ben's about to say a city and I go, no, you know, or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I'll be a good judge of that.
So 15 rounds, you're saying that 15...
75. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, every time it gets back to me, that's one round.
We can name 75
so
cities.
Yeah, okay. Paris.
We have like five brain cells.
Baltimore.
St. Louis.
Boston.
Kansas City.
Bangkok.
Los Angeles.
Tampa.
Cleveland.
Tallahassee.
Dubai.
Phoenix.
Sharjah.
Fort Wayne.
Litchfield.
Columbia.
El Segundo.
San Francisco.
Can they be fictional?
No.
Oh. San Diego.
Seattle.
New Brunswick.
Jacksonville.
Omaha.
St. Helena.
Chicago.
Portland.
I'm the ref.
Philadelphia.
Spokane.
New York.
Houston.
Tallahassee.
Huh?
Wait, Tallahassee was said.
I already said it.
You said Tallahassee?
Yep.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that's probably why it was on my brain.
No, he gets 50. He gets 50 off, but we keep going.
Oh, it's okay. So Dan gets minus 50.
Yeah. Newfoundland.
Wait, that's a country.
Give me another one.
Wait, that's a country.
Nashville.
Madrid.
Boston.
I said Boston.
She said Boston.
Okay. Well, dang it. I was trying to write down Dan's
stupid.
Oh, Ben,
states.
You didn't have to keep the rounds. I could have kept the rounds since you're a bookie. Where are we at on rounds?
We're at
five,
six.
Edinburgh,
Sioux City,
the sewer.
Bob Bozeman,
Pierre,
San Antonio,
Peoria,
Tucson,
Albuquerque,
Chicago.
Already said.
Damn it! Oh, see, that's why 15 rounds.
I'm gonna shit myself.
So all right, pause. I gotta write this down.
We're at eight rounds.
Okay.
I'm bad at this one.
It's what happens.
Milwaukee,
Dublin,
Chandler,
Mexico City,
Sydney, Australia,
San Juan,
Brooklyn,
Gilbert,
Sri Lanka. Well, that's a country.
Indianapolis.
No, that's not a country. That's in
Augusta, Maine.
Singapore.
Mexico City.
Already said.
Did you?
Minus 50 points.
Yuma.
Brazil.
Paris, Texas.
Brazil.
I'm
oh,
sorry.
You
already said. Yo,
big ass
said,
city.
Wait, did you Lake of the Ozarks.
Did you say one that was already said?
He said Brazil.
I just said a country.
Okay, so does that...
That's
We've already 50. Done that a couple times.
That's minus 50.
Is it?
Yeah, totally.
Well, someone else stumbled.
Yeah, I said Newfoundland. I should totally get minus 50 for that.
Okay, that's fine. I'm fair enough.
Okay, my turn? Mm-hmm. Ben, you good? Paris, Texas.
Japan, Missouri.
Oh, that's where Jessica's family's from.
Providence.
Prescott.
Raleigh.
Miami.
Durham.
New York City.
No, I did that already. Die.
How would you think someone didn't do that already?
I don't know. Shush. Go back to Phoenix. Scottsdale.
There you go.
Did Lee, you take Guadalupe? Go ahead.
I did. I said Guadalupe.
Charlotte.
How many more rounds do we have?
Yeah, I know.
We're at around 12.
Lake Tahoe.
Jefferson City.
Oh, Reno.
Hollywood, Florida.
Columbia, Missouri.
Portland, Maine.
I already said Columbia.
Oh. Did you specify?
He didn't specify.
He doesn't have to.
But, yeah, but Hank,
you have the responsibility to specify.
I said Columbia, Missouri.
And he did.
He didn't specify.
I said Columbia.
So
where did you mean?
Columbia,
doesn't
Missouri.
Matter.
Oh.
It doesn't matter,
though, because Hank has no way of knowing
I have no way of knowing what Columbia is.
Why are you
about.
Yelling? I'm the ref.
Not anymore.
So I think Hank's still in the clear on this one.
Fine.
Where else is there a Columbia?
Columbia?
That's a pretty basic city name.
Columbia, South Carolina? I'm sure we could Google it. Anyway.
Sorry. It's fine to repeat a city name if the first person doesn't specify the geographical location.
Right. She said Paris. But she said Paris, Texas.
Yeah.
You could have meant Paris, Texas.
I could have. How would you know?
Yeah, how would you know?
Because it's Paris, France, obviously.
But
it's
that's
Paris.
But
oh, that's obviously. Time.
But why are you so heated? For real.
Because
you're so heated.
You're a hypocrite with that.
Hank just can't abide.
I think
letting you go. You can use that.
I think Hank's okay.
You specified in the card and you're arguing.
I'm not. I think that that's valid.
Did you throw this at me or did I do that?
I don't know.
Whose turn is it? This game's bringing us together, guys.
Yeah, me too.
Whose turn is it?
It's Dan's.
Okay.
Yeah. I had one and then I got yelled at twice.
I did too.
I never yelled at you. I said that was fair. I thought that was legit.
Why are you yelling?
Just continue.
Okay, guys.
All right. Hank's good.
I got too much of this in Fort Wayne. I don't need it.
I don't need it either. I got too much.
I didn't yell at you.
I didn't yell at you either.
Okay. Everybody take a deep breath.
No, I'm trying to think of a city. That's why I sucked in a breath. I can't think of
I'll
one.
I'll give you one. Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Thank you, Hank. You are.
What?
We are equal now.
Calgary.
Beijing.
Austin.
Edmonton.
Hong Kong?
Hayti, Missouri.
Hayti?
Yeah, it's Hayti.
HR.
How many rounds has it been?
It's,
that's a real
right
place.
Now.
Yeah, oh, it's a real place.
Okay. St. Charles.
They got an Amoco station and everything.
Worcester.
Indianapolis.
I already said that.
Oh, you stupid home state. do I have to say another or is it past me now?
I think you
Lafayette.
Just...
We've been saying
I think
another.
We've been saying another. Like
Lafayette.
You have to make up for your mistake. Okay. Pittsburgh.
Mm.
Portland, Maine.
I said that.
Oh,
you said Portland, Maine?
I did. I specifically said Portland, Maine.
Oh, dang.
See, that was,
I didn't know
nice
if someone said
Ben.
Portland.
Dan, you're on the last round.
Bazinga.
Doesn't Ben have to make a...
He has to make a new one?
Yeah.
No,
I mean, I think that's not how it goes, but
whatever.
I just lose 50 points.
Terre Haute.
Glendale.
Hollywood, Florida.
Effingham.
Oh, someone said Hollywood, Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. I'm going NHL teams. Sunset.
Effingham, Indiana.
Mount Olive, Illinois.
And that's the end, right?
Yep, we're done.
Okay.
I want to thank Geography.
Now add everybody
for
up,
knowing
then.
All those Arizona cities.
I wasn't actually. One mistake I made is I wasn't keeping track of. But I can just do the math on like how many minus 50s we got. Because if you didn't get a minus 50, that means that you got 250 points. Because you get 250.
Did
for
anyone
me.
Not get it though?
Well, what I'm saying is there's 15 rounds, so it'd be like 250 times 13, because I had two minus 50s.
Wait.
What? Yeah, no. I think you're getting it wrong, Ben.
Isn't it 250 points for every round that you make it through?
Winning the team debate plus 250 for each team member of the winning team.
That's not how
that's not this, how this round worked. If you didn't mess up, you got 250. But we all messed up.
Wait, where's it
Hot
say that?
Hot potato,
though?
Making
that
it through
all rounds.
All rounds.
Oh, all rounds.
Without getting stumped. So none of us got plus 250.
So we only got minus points this round. But
none
that's
of us
why
could name 15 cities.
No, none of us could name it without one. Saying another one.
Well, let me do the math. Let me subtract everybody's. So we actually. So I'm now at 900.
Also, Hank, are we good? It got pretty loud there.
I'm good, yeah. 50.
Cool.
I'm good.
Sick.
All good.
950.
Cool.
I just.
Dan, are we good?
Yeah. Wait, why did we yell at each other?
No, I said Dan.
Oh,
Dan, are we good?
Us?
We had no controversy,
no.
So I figured.
No, we're not good.
That's what I figured.
Right. Yeah.
Right. I'll try to get more angry at you.
Yeah.
Please. Please divert it.
Oh.
There we go.
All right. So, Dan, you're next based on it. Which card
I just
do you
get
want?
To draw one. And what are the different categories?
You got Round Robin, which is red. Hang on.
I thought
you got Team Debate, which is purple. You got Conversation Spike, which is green. And you got True or False, which is blue. So Round Robin, True or False, Team Debate, and Conversation Spike.
As ref, wasn't I supposed to put this at the bottom of the
pile? Not until we go through all of it.
I'm sorry. Okay. Gotcha.
What is Round
How
Robin?
How do we do Team
Can
Debate
I ask
with
that?
Odd people?
Let me read it.
It's a song from the 60s.
Round
oh, cool.
Robin.
That's Thanks, Dana.
Robin.
Tweet. It's an ice cream place.
Shut up.
It's got 72 flavors.
The player. So Round
Take
Robin.
That, Baskin Robbins.
Come on, guys. Round Robin and Conversation Spikes is basically what it's called, but it's called Round Robin. The player who drew the card reads it out loud. Mm-hmm. No need to go in orderly circle. Any player may answer the question in any order, too. Players are encouraged to ask follow-up questions or add to relevant stories into the mix. Players may refrain from answering, but they will not be able to win to 250 points by doing so. Because some of the cards could be like, well, you know, weird. The reader of the card will award the points to one of the players that has the best answer, comment, or related story. The reader may participate in discussion, but may not award themselves points. Dividing points among players is not allowed. So basically, you're not gonna be able to win points, but you decide who will.
Okay. And
based on
I'm just gonna go ahead and do that one, so we don't have to read the rest.
Ready,
of them right
Lee?
Now.
Okay, I think I understand.
Who?
Round Robin. So I'm going to read this, and anybody can speak up.
Yep.
And we're encouraged
ultimately,
to, like,
I get to pick who has the best response.
Oh, okay.
Is that
right.
So basically, y'all just have to entertain me. I am your king.
There you go.
Amuse me, my patsies. What lies did you... Who was that?
No. I thought about it like 30 seconds ago. Look at the footage. I burp off the mic.
Don't look at me.
I literally watched you do it.
I know.
Hooligans. What lies?
Hey, Dana.
What lies? What lies? Beyond. No. What lies did your parents tell you when you were a child?
Oh.
Oh, my parents told me that my cat Milo, well, our cat, the family cat Milo, was ran away when actually he got hit by a car.
When actually he got a job.
And my
moved.
Dad, he actually didn't die from the car accident from getting hit. They had to take him out in the country, and my dad had to put him out of his misery. He had to put a cardboard box over him and use his shotgun.
Huh. That was cool.
I've had experience like that.
Yeah, he had to put him in a garage and run the car.
Yeah. Left the baby in there.
13 hours.
Yeah,
I thought for 7 years that he just
a
ran
whole
away.
Gears of War 3 campaign.
Turns out he was dead the whole time.
That's a pretty cruel lie.
That's
what about y'all?
How old were you, though? Because that's a common lie.
I was like 7 or 8, maybe 9 when it happened. And then like I found out when I was like 13 or 14, and I was really pissed about it.
Yeah.
Did you kill your parents afterwards?
No, they ran away.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't die.
My parents told
everyone.
I took them out to the. They're on the farm now.
My parents.
They're farm parents.
Sorry.
They're in Cedar Rapids, chilling.
Just chilling. My parents told me that God is real and He loves me.
My dad and former stepmother would take us to see Sinterklaas. Which is the Dutch Santa Claus. And one year, my brother, I guess, was not behaved so well. So he got coal in his stock. Like, he got no presents and was given coal. Yet, to be fair to him, I also got nothing and coal for being a six-year-old boy. So my lie is that Sinterklaas is real and hates me.
Wait, that was my answer.
They're the same person.
That you hate me?
No, well, no. That Sinterklaas is God to some extent. He is a saint.
So my lie, the biggest one I can think of that was an obvious lie, because unfortunately my parents didn't lie to me too much. Well, my dad never lied to me.
For better or worse.
We need to have Larry on
the
podcast.
We do.
I do remember when I asked, like, I don't think you ever told me about the birds and the bees. And I already had known. I was just like dropping that leg because my dad's like, I'll tell you
learned
anything.
It from LimeWire.
And he's like, oh, yeah, let me tell you. We were like driving to a movie. I was like 16 at that point.
Uh-huh.
And but anyway, the till I was told, so I was homeschooled. And I remember I'd pass schools with a bunch of kids and I'd be like, why don't we get to go there? And my mom said, actually, most kids are homeschooled. The bad kids go there. And I was just like,
whoa.
Okay.
That's horrible.
Amazing.
Yeah. Now everyone's homeschooled. Suck it.
There are no more bad children.
I already lived through it, guys. You got everyone crying right now.
We put Corona in their stocking.
Corona.
If I see kids crying on videos one more time for being homeschooled,
Corona.
Kill them.
It's right there.
Yeah, but it shouldn't.
I'm not giving you these points.
You disgust me.
Hank, I'm going to give them to you.
Thank you.
That's why. Yeah. Mine was the
best.
Because
I got a chip on my shoulder about education.
I get 250. Right.
Give me blue.
That's a good. I like this game.
Lee wants blue.
Don't read it, Hank. Show it to Lee.
It's a fun game.
What is blue?
I
got to
read it.
What is blue?
I got to read what it is.
Blue is conversation spike, or is that green?
No, blue is true or false.
Oh.
So this is interesting. This is where you do bets. All right. True or false. After reading the card, each player, including the reader and the bookie, need to place a bet from 100 to 500 points in 50-point increments. So you could do 150, 200, on how they think someone else will answer. Players should write down two answers on a piece of paper, ensuring, you can do it on your phone, ensuring no one can see their response. Two answers. The first answer is their own true or false guess. So if someone can't like deny that they didn't choose false, you know. So you can show your phone and be like, yeah, I said I would say true.
Okay.
And the second answer is for their wagered bet on another player's answer.
And
so you
amount?
Choose one other player. So this is an example. Me, true, Justin, false. So basically
gotcha.
you're gonna write down Lee, and you got to write it or put it on your phone so you can hold it up for us. So
what I'll do, Hank, is I will... Do I do it before I read it or
yes.
after I read
you
it?
You read it after you read it. We all sit and write down and then how much we bet.
Well, then
I'm going to text my answer to you, Hank.
He's the bookie.
Just don't read it.
I'm the...
Text it to Ben.
Yeah, Ben's the bookie.
Oh, okay.
Just don't read it. So basically, you can bet 100 to 500 points in 50-minute increments. All right.
I think I get it.
Lee, you got to wait till you read it to know what your answers are. But you choose one player. Like, oh, I know Dan's going
to
say false. I'm going
to
bet 500 on that.
So,
and you double it if you get it.
So Lee's going to read it, and then he puts out a wager, and then we all have to guess?
No,
we write down our own answers, whether it's true or false, and then we pick somebody else and wager on whether they will say true or false.
Yeah, so if you're like, definitely know someone's going to say true, you could put 500 points on it. Like,
okay.
Ben is definitely going to say true. Do you eat meat? False, you know?
All right. And then I'm writing down the bet amounts.
Yeah, you'll write down the bet amounts because, well, actually, no. We write it down on our phones, and then once we go, everybody ready, you show it. So basically,
all right. Nobody changing their answer. Nobody changing.
Yeah.
That's the example you're supposed to write down.
All right.
So you'll write down the person's name and if it's true or false and how much you bet.
Okay. Is it?
Can you read that?
No. Okay, lift up. Lift it up.
Oh, I'm going to take
higher.
A picture and send it to you, but
I can't
do that.
Just higher.
Why not?
Just do it higher.
Just hold it higher.
Yeah. Well, no one look up there, because technically we could see the screen if we look.
It's too small.
China banned Buddhist monks in Tibet from reincarnating without government permission. True or false? China banned Buddhist monks in Tibet from reincarnating without government permission.
Hang on.
No, that's correct.
The answer's on this. How does Lee do this? Oh, he can't bet.
It has nothing to do with what the answer is. It has nothing to do with what the answer actually is. It has to do with what we all think it is.
You're right.
Right.
I didn't hear that because I should have cut my headphones off.
So basically, we guess if it's true or false. Yeah?
I didn't hear it.
It's what you think it is, and that's all that matters.
China banned Buddhist monks in Tibet from reincarnating without government permission. Wow.
All right, I sent you, Ben, my answer.
So do we...
No, don't look at it till you've done yours.
I already did mine.
I did mine.
Then you...
So we just say what we think, or do we say...
Hang on,
I'm not done.
You say what you think, and then... Write down what you think.
Like this.
And then pick somebody else, and write down what you think they're going
then
to say,
bet.
And a wager.
I gotcha. Oh, that's
fine.
Yeah,
I was trying to show the example.
Sorry, I get it now. It was just hard. These rules are complicated, but once I see it play out, I get it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Don't stretch, Lee. Don't stretch.
I get what it's doing here. It doesn't matter what the real answer is. It matters what you think someone will think.
Okay.
So I'm ready when everyone else is. Okay. So I'll just read it again, because China banned Buddhist monks in Tibet from reincarnating without government permission. The answer is true. Mm. So what? It doesn't really matter what you guys thought it was. Just everyone read who they bet on. So Ben, I guess go.
Well, I mean, okay, yeah,
You can say it.
Yeah, I answered true, and I bet $500 that Hank would say it was false.
Well, you lost $500.
Ooh,
$500.
Why would you bet? I'd say $500. I'd say it's false.
I said.
I don't know. I just felt it.
I said true, and I said Hank would say true for 250 points.
There you got it.
Nice.
Uh-huh. I said true, and I bet that Dan would. I bet 200 points that Dan would say true.
Uh-huh.
I said true, and I bet 500 points Dan would say true.
God damn it. I said true, which I guess doesn't matter, and Ben would say false, but I wasn't sure, so just for 100 points.
So you lose 100 points.
I do.
I was so sure, but I was like, I'll be cautious.
Yeah. This is interesting. I like
that's
it.
An interesting one.
I went all out and lost big on that one.
I just thought Ben would be like, I don't believe it.
I didn't, but then I answered true anyways.
I mean, China, come on.
Damn it.
Sorry, I am next? Yes.
Conversation spike. How's that work?
Conversation spike. This is an interesting game.
Is it very interesting?
It's very interesting.
I like this game.
Conversation spike.
What?
We took out the very interesting cards, Dan. Get out of here. You know this.
Okay, so conversation spike was a category. I forgot that it's exactly like the round robin.
Okay.
Basically, I just... same exact thing. I read the question. It's round robin. I don't understand why there are two different cards. I guess it's just based on the question. So let me just read it, and we'll get an idea of it.
Okay.
All right. Conversation spike. Oh, this is more... Okay. Dogs bark with regional accents to sound like their owners. Some develop posh... barking sounds too. Try barking like a dog from Italy, Jamaica, and Australia.
Oh God!
Aww. All right, Dana, you go first. Italy, Jamaica, Australia.
I love it. I love
Why?
It. This is the stupidest thing.
Who am I trying to impress here?
Me,
Hank.
Okay. All of us.
Sorry. So Italy, Jamaica, and Australia.
Australia.
Okay. So
I'm gonna give it, in my mind, 1 to 5 ratings. So
okay, in Italy, the dog says.
So hard.
That sounded very French to me.
All right, keep going.
All right,
Jamaica.
In Jamaica, it says, woof.
Okay.
It's a very impoverished country. And then in Australia, it would say, where I am, right?
All right, so Scooby-Doo from Australia. Dana, I'm going to give you a score in my mind.
Dumbest shit I've ever heard in
my
life.
All right, Ben. All right. This is hilarious. This is more of a game than the round robin.
Okay.
Italy?
Woof.
Okay.
In Jamaica? There's a cool runnings man, bobsled.
What?
He's just getting ready. I get what he's doing.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was the answer.
No, I was just getting ready.
Wait a second.
That was his answer.
I know
totally
you're
right.
Sure.
Bobsled.
Give a bark.
Do
you
Australia.
Give a bark. Dog bark, it said.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you could do whatever you want, I feel like.
I mean, yeah. I can.
Woof, woof, woof.
And that's what?
Woof.
That's
it's
Jamaica.
Really good. It's a really good one.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you moved on from that for some reason. Australia now.
Yeah, and then let's see.
Good day.
Yes.
Channel.
Oh. Bach.
Oh, nice.
That was Boston.
All right.
Barking in the Harvard yard.
I'm barking here.
I just think of Jim Drevin. You wouldn't have two bombs.
You don't have two bombs, mate.
All right, Dan.
So Italy, Jamaica, and Australia, right? Arf, arf. That's my Italy. Okay.
You're a whiny little.
Dan,
no,
don't do that anymore.
It's a corgi.
Arf. And then we're gonna do Jamaica. How about This is the stupidest shit I've ever been asked to do.
No.
You're a pancake artist, Dan.
Yeah. Sorry, you're right.
Yeah.
You're not even getting paid for this.
Woof, woof.
Okay.
And Australia. And Australia. Just a moment, please. Loading, reticulating splines here.
What was the thought process behind that?
Don't fucking worry about it.
What was the, right, what was Lee, the turkey in it?
Lee. Yeah, I my need turn. You.
Italy as Italy. A dog.
Italy. It's a me, Muff.
Okay.
I would run if I heard that.
Dogs
dog.
Can't use words, Lee.
Hey, I used words.
If he wants to Mario make that his skin. Final answer on Italy, that's fine.
Jamaica.
All right.
Perfect.
It's Jamaica. And then,
I could tell.
Australia would be a. That's it.
All right.
Take my points, please.
I'm going to. Dana, I gave you a 2.5 out of 5. Ben, I gave you a 4 out of 5.
Oh,
Dan,
come on.
Dan, 3.5 out of 5. And Lee, 2.5. Ben wins. Ben was. I feel like Ben came together at the end there really well.
Thanks. All right. Thanks.
You get 250.
All right. Well, that makes up for my last round.
How humiliating.
Can we get a tally kinda, on the scores, Ben? Just out of curiosity.
Sure.
You guys didn't ask me to try mine, which means I won't.
Good.
Please don't.
Why, would you I'm judge not. Your own? Would you judge yourself? Would you go, that was good?
Yeah, like an
but would
actor.
You be honest? Like, oh man, I really dropped the ball in Italy.
I'm so glad I didn't have to participate. All right, Dana, you're the last card. It is purple. This is team debate.
I asked Ben for the scores really quick. It's a little update.
Update on the
how
scores.
How do I do it? How do we do team debate with five people?
I think we're all our own teams.
I'll read it.
I imagine it's...
I'll read it.
It's like one person.
Well, okay, so I will say team debate is the weirdest one because it's like, get together and go off to a room and talk, but I feel like we should just like...
Talk.
Yeah. Or we can text if need be, if it needs to be secret.
Yeah.
So current scores, Ben, 750, Dan, 1100, Dana, 850, Hank, 1600.
Wow.
And Lee 1150. So
not last.
Yeah, I'm last. Hank is in first, and
the rest of us are chopped liver.
Yeah.
All right, Dana. Team debate is the purple card. Let me read what it is. The team debate. The player who drew the card must divide the remaining players into two teams.
Mm-hmm.
And again, since
I think we
Lee's
can just text.
Zoom, well,
you pick
it's
the
a podcast.
Teams.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Okay. I don't want to. That's the thing. We got to make this entertaining. So. If you're just like, all right, you and Dan discuss this. And
sit quietly for 3 right. minutes.
The reader of the card is encouraged to place players on sides that are debating their known opposite point view. So basically, like, you know, whatever. If you're like, oh, those people are definitely going to disagree, separate teams so they can debate them.
It'd be funnier if they disagreed amongst themselves.
Well, that's also fun. You could do
they
that. It's
really
up to you.
Heated.
But it says encouraged.
Okay.
For example, if the reader, the judge... knows a player loves cats more than dogs, the judge should make the player argue in favor of dogs. So basically, I think you're given two scenarios and we have to argue for one.
Well, yeah, it says something that sounds like I need to assign viewpoints and they need to make
a
case.
And we have to argue for it, even if we don't believe in it. That's why it's funny.
Classic debate club.
Fun. All right. Is the card reader not in it?
No, it's the judge. They're going to decide the teams.
Because, I'm not in this.
Ready? The team has 5 minutes to huddle up and plan out their debate. We won't do that.
Yeah. We'll just go. We'll just
improv.
Go in raw.
We'll improv it because it doesn't matter. They should aim to have at least 3 solid arguments, support their assigned side, and predict counter arguments for what the. The affirmative side gives the first constructive speech. So if whoever's the affirmative on the topic gives it first,
okay.
And then the side alternate until arguments or rebuttals have been made. After listening to the debate, the judge will award 250 points to each member of the winning team from the best argument. All right, read the question and let us know the teams.
Gotcha. Have we been keeping track of this?
I've been reading it. We know how it is. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Watching people slip and fall is funny. Can I say who the teams are supposed to be? Probably.
You decided.
Well, yeah. So the teams are going to be, I was going to say the categories.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the teams here are going to be banana peels versus injury attorneys, which I think is pretty self-explanatory. So I'm going to say, Lee and Ben. You guys are going to be banana peels, and Dan and Hank, you're going to be injury attorneys.
So you guys so are affirmative.
Yeah, y'all are arguing that it is funny.
When people
yeah.
slip and fall.
So you guys are literally banana peels?
No, they're pro-banana peels.
And, okay. and Hank and I are arguing that actually, no, that a lot of people get hurt every year.
Are yeah. you pro-banana peels or pro-life?
All right, so you and Lee...
Seriously.
Get ready to argue for...
It's going
to
be interesting.
Or slipping in people slipping in.
All right.
All right, how about we... Because it's 3 points, right? You said you have to have 3 points to argue?
I don't know,
but that's like getting off and doing it for 5 minutes.
Just try to impress me.
Yeah, just...
Well, I'm just saying, one does a point, the other does a point, and then the third one...
We say it at the exact same time.
Exactly. In concert.
Telepathically.
So the one... All right. The three solid arguments, counter arguments for the... The opposite...
Who wants to go first?
It doesn't really say what they are.
Between you.
I feel like you should just make like a 2 or 3 minute case or less.
Right.
Just to me, and I will decide who did it best. There doesn't need to be any rigid structure. Less. Okay, so like a minute
and
a half.
We're going to probably do one more round, and that's the podcast.
Okay.
Well, now, I'm no big city lawyer, but Schadenfreude is a word that was created because of the joy you get. Now, someone falling is funny and creates not only vocabulary because of how funny it is, but job creation because clowns and movies that have the falling and the slipping and the owies, always the most fun. So you've got job creation and you've got vocabulary creation. What hurting what? Yourself is temporary. Being part of the lexicon and...
laughter
pop culture lasts forever.
Laughter is the best medicine. So if anything, it's healthy for people to fall on banana peels. And on top of that, I'm just going to throw this out there, and I don't think I have to elaborate. Mario Kart. Okay?
This guy gets it.
Case closed.
All right.
Is it our turn?
You guys good? You feel good?
Yeah, I think that's what we should do. That's short.
Okay.
Dan, you want to start?
Well, I just got to say I'm disappointed by the rhetoric that I've seen unfolding today. There are a lot of...
All right, big boy pants, come on.
Yeah, no, there are a lot of people out there who have suffered immensely because they were walking to the grocery store and there was some milk on the floor and they slipped and they fell and it completely changed the trajectory of their life to where they don't even...
Objection.
Can't object.
Yeah, just keep going, just keep
That's
going.
Not how debate works. Okay. To where they don't even get to see their sister-in-law anymore because the settlement just separate. I mean, it's something you don't mess around with. The human body is more frail than people like to assume from these cartoon caricatures that they put on TV to entertain the youths. I'll tell you what, the youth in this country needs to recognize that slipping and falling is serious business and you don't want it to happen to a loved one. Call 8888-8888.
Brown and brown and brown. I concur.
Great, we feel good?
Close,
yeah. Hang on. So I'm going to go a little bit different route with my argument against slipping and falling and or banana peels or all the above. People's bodies are really shitty. So, like, anything on the ground, be it banana peels, the worst of them all, or...
Oil slicks,
Caltrop. Ice. You slip and fall,
portable
your shitty
holes.
Body is done. And, yes, it does give business to the handicap manufacturers.
They make those?
Yes.
They make handicaps.
Hang on. But in argument... specifically the banana peels. Who the fuck likes banana peels anyway? Like, you always have to peel it to get to the banana. Yeah, I guess it keeps it nice, but you got Ziploc bags.
Just living in handicap manufacturers.
And that's my argument.
The worst part is it's all made in China now.
Be humane. We need a slogan. I mean, call 888.
Cheap Chinese handicaps, I swear.
Is that a pandemic joke?
888-888-888-888-888. Just hit 8 on your phone.
Guys,
oh, that's the dog barking
Australian. Yeah, I was going to say no more dog barking Australian. Okay. So I'm going to be real here. I'm a little disappointed because almost none of you guys made a case for why it is or isn't funny. Lee, you made a case why, you know, it's good for like the economy and good for language, but that doesn't, that's not funny.
Oh shit.
Yeah. You guys said why it was like bad for people, but misery is comedy. So I gotta say that out of all of this, guys, Mario Kart was the single best point, and I mean that unironically.
Okay,
hey, Judge, fuck you.
So we win.
Yeah, we win.
That's why I move city to city every year.
So that's 250 points for Lee and I, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Lee.
I mean, it's like...
Hey, do you want to, like, foreclose our law firm?
I was just going to say, Ben felt like the only one who understood the question. Like, you guys were like, why is it good or bad? And it, well, Ben's like, why is it funny? It's funny.
Sorry, there's so many slipping and falling cases.
It literally is.
This is just one in
30 today. Aren't we arguing against it being funny?
Yeah, but you argued for why it's bad. You didn't say why it's not funny.
Because it's serious.
Serious
things people get hurt.
That's hilarious.
Like, it ruins their life? That's funny?
Sometimes.
You want me to go find somebody whose entire life has been ruined because they slipped and fell on a banana?
I
think it's Charlie Chaplin.
Already lost.
Guys,
give it up.
I forget who it is. I think it's Charlie Chaplin, but there's a famous...
Whoa.
Boom.
What happened there?
No idea.
Oh.
We all right?
We got weird noises.
Hello? Lee talk.
Hi!
Are you not hearing the static?
I heard it.
Ow.
Oh, you bumped the table. I think that's what happened.
No, it was some surge.
Okay.
Oh. Anyway, we're good now.
Okay. I was going to say there's a quote by Charlie Chaplin. I think it's by
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks, thank you. Tragedy is when I stub my toe. Comedy is when a man falls through an open manhole and dies.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's why your argument was nothing.
Judge, you're not the judge anymore, so I'm just going to beat you on your way to the car.
Good day, sir.
Okay, so
do it.
So now as the referee...
I'm going to throw banana peels around your car and see how you feel. I'm going to laugh at you.
Good. That's funny. I'll take my L if it's funny.
You just come out of your gavel and your stupid wig and you're I won that case. Well,
misery,
I guess I didn't.
Destruction, yeah, but sadness. See, that's funny.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that it is funny. We have to argue against it.
Yeah.
That we have to.
You argued for why it's bad. You didn't argue for why it's not funny.
Because,
but it sounds like you, no matter what, are biased.
Yeah, you, no matter what, are going to say that it's funny because biased. It is.
That's true.
Well, okay, then what
you
should
just
we have said?
Quoted Charlie Chaplin. It is funny no matter what.
Okay.
Ben made the best point.
No, I'm not disagreeing with
you. I'm asking you, what would you have said to argue it wasn't funny, aside from it hurts people and ruins their lives?
That's not her job. She's just,
hey,
well,
guys,
I
vote.
I could say if you want
November,
know.
Vote her out of
office. Yeah.
I am curious.
I am the worst thing you could vote out of office.
I mean, remember.
I am curious.
Remember, the referees say is final.
I would say that slipping and falling, while it hinges on comedy, there's much more to be had in making a good joke. For example, slipping and falling is not...
All right, fine, you're right. Get out of here.
Funny.
Move on.
Dying.
Reset the deck.
Can we disagree she was being biased?
What?
Yes.
Ben made the best point. He also spoke for like the least amount of time.
I will agree that your argument...
was biased to their argument.
It is a sound argument.
You weren't a judge.
Lee.
You weren't a judge.
Why can't you guys take your L?
Wait, I'm taking it. I already took
no,
it.
No, you're like, she's biased.
But that's called bias because you quoted why it's funny.
It doesn't matter if she's biased because she gets to pick.
Ben made the best point regardless of my bias.
I'm going to burn the studio down.
I feel like... All right, I'm not going to say that, actually.
Next round.
All right, next one. We got
to reset the decks, Judge. Yes.
You know, I'm able to make a logical debate outside of my own biases to an extent, but no one can remove their biases from things completely.
It
but I'd
like
to think that I can come from an intellectual perspective.
Sound like you were.
You would.
I watch a lot of YouTube analysis.
Hey, Dan, guess what? We were acting. I think it's funny, too.
What, were you making a case for why
I was my job in that game.
No, I was saying right now you're making another case for why we should vote me out of being the judge.
I did your job just now.
Only Dan was close to having a good argument.
You're about this close to losing 10 points.
So,
oh,
but it wasn't good.
For bitch.
Minus her 50 points for me doing her job. Give me those points.
I'm not in this round. You can't take points. All right,
so now we can start on any card, Ben.
Ben?
Okay. Thank God.
I liked round up. Or, I liked the green.
That was a funny round. Yeah, green was one.
It's true or false. That's not the one I wanted to get.
You drew it anyway.
Did you want Hanks? Because green.
What did you want, Ben?
I wanted the one
put
where,
that under,
where we had the freaking
bark like dogs.
Yeah, that's green. That's green. I like
that's
green.
Conversation spike. How you doing, Lee?
I'm doing so good.
Okay.
Cool. Can you get shirtless?
Here we go. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. There is a male version of PMS, irritable male syndrome, which causes mood swings due to hormonal changes. What snacks and other products should be marketed to men during their special time?
Motor oil.
Barstool Sports.
Yep. Watch episode 10, y'all.
All right, but I'll take it seriously.
Yeah. It's a weird question.
So basically...
I don't want to say that.
What?
You've been demonstrating this whole time.
Fleshlights. That's what I say.
Okay. That's probably not terrible.
I mean, if you're saying like the male version, probably going to be like you're getting angry at probably because you're backed up.
We're saying with the snacks, male. Right?
Like snacks and products. Not just snacks, but snacks and products.
Snacks and other products.
Funyuns and
Funyuns and
my next album.
Was it just snacks?
Snacks and products.
Other products, yeah. So
I'm going to stick with
I know it.
Go ahead.
Guns. I mean, come on.
Okay.
I mean, that's just pulled straight out of reality, guys.
Bam.
Every person Lee? Who I've ever heard talk passionately about guns has like a murder fantasy.
A good fresh pair of trousers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
And just a bag of pretzels.
Yeah. Okay. Are we talking trousers or like...
Hey, just some turkey
like
pepperonis.
Ooh.
Mustard. No, we're talking trousers, like a nice...
Pleated?
Hello.
I have mine.
Putting on your grandpa's slacks? Is that what's happening here? Who wears pleated...
That's what I'm saying.
Who wears pleated trunks anymore?
Okay, go ahead.
If I had to make up one, like if guns already exist and people buy them, I would say like just large sheets of drywall.
Oh.
You know, every Kyle.
Dan, what did you say?
I didn't really say anything. I mean, I said motor oil on impulse.
Like me,
Yeah. I would say a version of Halo where the game is set to like you've got an aimbot installed, so it's way easier for you to murk the noobs. but it doesn't tell you that's what's happening, so you feel really good about it. You're like, I'm really good at Halo.
Oh, interesting.
You're just like, yes, I'm so glad they made this thing because I finally get to just be good at this stupid fucking game.
But I like the interesting thing of like you're playing it, but someone, maybe not even you, you're
it's just, it's
another
just like
flips a switch on the system or the game.
Yeah, just
and you're
it,
so good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It just makes you better.
It just senses. That,
well, it just makes everybody else worse.
It just senses
even online,
that you have
all AIs.
You have IMS.
Right. That's yeah. Everyone's answer. I guess.
Yeah. It through the EM field that you give out. Just
I'm gonna give
how
that
swollen your balls are.
I don't even know what products for women.
Well,
like I guess feeding pads.
I'm gonna give because Dan was the only one who actually came up with something creative and so like
I want that.
Mine was kind of creative. Just large sheets of drywall.
That's a mess.
Yeah. Yours was all based off of like weird male aggression
stereotypes.
That's exactly what this is.
I mean, it's being irritable doesn't necessarily mean that you're aggressive.
I would
toxic
totally
masculinity cure.
But yeah, Dan.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you should give someone a gun that's irritable. Like you're.
I'm not saying you should. I just wanted like an answer that's somewhat based in reality, because like.
I mean, everyone's kind of was.
Motor.
No
oil.
One else made like Dan made a good example. Like I know there's guys that if you could pretend like they're really good at the video game, they're mad.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'm gonna do this stupid ass orange one. You ready?
Oh, hot potato.
Hot potato.
Remember, this goes...
Uh-oh.
It starts with Lee once he reads
uh-oh.
It.
Uh-oh.
All right, guys.
How many... And you got to tell us how many rounds.
Seven rounds.
And we keep track of the rounds, thanks.
Yeah.
No repeating. List names of cereal.
Oh, no. No.
Lucky Charms.
Frosted Flakes.
Reese's Pieces. No, sorry. Reese's Puffs.
Corn Pops.
Cap'n Crunch.
Life.
Shredded Wheat.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Kashi Go Lean.
Crunch Berries.
Chex.
Special K Strawberry.
Cookie Crisps.
Wheaties.
Count Chocula.
Cinnamon Churros Crunch.
Cheerios.
Apple Jacks.
Pumpkin Flavored Cheerios.
Fruity Pebbles.
Strawberry Shredded Wheat.
Captain Crunch with Pebbles. Berry. Captain Berry Crunch.
I already said Crunch Berries.
You didn't say Captain Crunch then, right?
It's
damn.
Crunch Berries.
It's the same thing.
No, I'm saying you didn't say that, so I should have stuck with that. Yeah. Anyway, I got 50 points minus.
Count Chocula.
I already said that.
He already said that, too.
Oh, no.
Coco Dino Bites.
He's talking about the Walmart brand. Yeah.
Malto Meal, man.
Malto Meal, baby.
Oh, yeah, buddy. The cereal lore is so deep. What's it called? Pops. Can I have my Pops?
Corn Pops, I already said.
By Ben.
Oh. Yeah. What's the Kix? That's what it was.
Oh, Kix.
Okay. With Clifford on it, yeah.
Lee. What Hank needed to say instead of crunch berries and sounding stupid is, oops, all berries.
That is correct.
Oops. No one said Captain Crunch, right? That's what I need.
Crunch berries is Captain Crunch.
No, it's not.
I said Captain Crunch. I think Captain Crunch was the first one I said.
Oh, you said Captain Crunch?
I said Captain Crunch, and then later I said Crunch Berries, and then he said Oops All Berries, which is a different cereal. That's when it's just the berries.
Whole grain Cheerios. Not Honey Nut.
Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
Oh!
Moosely.
What the fuck?
Ben definitely knows. Moosely, yeah. Is that a brand or a type?
It's a type cereal.
Oh, what did Griffin eat all the time? Yes, I got one.
My tears.
Jesus Christ, there's so many.
All right, Ben, you're the judge. Dan,
I'm ref.
No, Dan's the judge.
Is that it?
You could take forever.
No, I'm ref. I have to call.
She's ref.
Yeah, that's right.
10, 9, 8, 7,
this helps.
6.
Jesus Crunch. Jesus.
Wrong.
Jesus Crunch, that is. Let's look it up.
Totally stumped.
All right, this is the last round.
Nintendo. It's a cereal.
What?
Ew.
Nintendo cereal.
Mr. T. Cereal.
Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Frosted Mini Wheats.
I said shredded wheat, but I guess that's different.
It's different.
Yeah, you're right.
It's different.
I'm done. Like, I'm out. Like,
50.
That's minus 100 for me.
There you go. Don't you love cereals, Dan?
Cereals.
Now name cereal killers, so, guys. Ready?
Yeah. I didn't make one mistake, so I get the full points, right?
Yes, ooh. You do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, actually, yeah. So you get 250. I get 250.
Yeah, Ben didn't either.
Yeah. So yeah, you and
Dana,
so
close. Me and Dan. I only
did anybody say
mistake.
Kashi?
I guess. Yeah, I said Kashi Goline.
Did anyone say Honey Nut Cheerios?
I like that round.
You said Cheerios. He said another Cheerios.
I thought of Honey Nut, but I assumed somebody had said it.
Yeah, me too. That's why I said Count Chocula.
All right, Lee,
so I was
you
my
got
own downfall.
True or false? Team debate
team.
Or round
with
round?
The team.
The team debate.
Yes. Wait. Sorry.
All right, so this is the...
You can probably just read it,
just
and then Lee
it.
Assigns it.
Yeah.
There's no answer.
I want to feel good about it. No, I want to read it.
Oh, you want to read it?
I want to be a part of things. Okay, don't move anything. Rules are meant to be broken. Teams, punk rockers versus goody two-shoes. So you're arguing whether rules are meant to be broken and rules aren't meant to be broken.
All right, let us know
the
who's on teams.
Rules are meant to be broken...
Goody Two Shoes or punk
Hank
rock?
And Dan.
So we're punk rock.
Rules are not meant to be broken.
Oh,
Dan
Goody Two Shoes. Oh,
no,
okay,
we're punk
goody
rockers. You guys
okay.
are
oh,
Goody Two Shoes.
Wow.
Okay,
okay,
so
okay.
we're rules are meant. So we're affirmative. We start. All right. So I guess I'm a punk rocker. What's up, guys?
That's how punk rockers talk.
I don't like this fluorescent lighting in this room.
Hi, I'm Dana.
Like, I like the sun. Judge, I know this is Zoom, like coronavirus, wear your mask, but I don't want to.
It's not the right angle, man.
Sorry.
Who are you impersonating?
Rules are meant to be broken. every goofy movie character combined.
That's
so much cheese whiz coming out of your ears.
Since the dawn of time, man has tried to establish rules. And
it's going to the other direction.
No, they're meant to be broken. Hang on.
Yeah, no.
And
it's just funny,
because
like, taking the piss out of it, and then you're like, no, since the dawn of
and
time.
Then there were Mavericks, Socrates,
horses,
Jesus,
John McCain,
Edison, Tesla, actually only Tesla, and Einstein. These people went out of the parameters of where the rules were set to find different solutions, be it, it could be good, it could be bad, but you never know if you don't break the rules that are already established. People thought that man was from God, but then they find bones. And I put them in my nose.
God put them there.
No, so yeah, breaking the rules can be good. There is a lot of responsibility when you break the rules. You have to accept your actions if something bad becomes of it. But accept your glory if there's good from it too. So not all rules should be broken. But most of them should. Don't wear your mask.
Wow. That was all over the place.
Wow.
I'm a punk rocker. I'm on acid.
You're not following the rules
so
of the
drunk
question.
Right now.
That's kind of meta.
Honestly, the way it says here, the way it says punk rockers and goody two shoes, it's in my mind, it's giving you a character.
Okay. I think it's just giving you a.
But like, that's very stereotypical.
To build on Hank's wonderful points with regards to
manage. To patchwork.
To drywall patch.
To go ahead and patch that shit right on up.
Got quite a job here.
Sorry.
Good luck.
Why would he follow rules?
Lee, I won't play Warzone with you later if you don't.
I got him. It's called bribing.
I thought you were anti-bias.
I broke the rules.
Hey, the rules are you cannot bribe the judge.
He just broke them.
I broke the maverick.
Yes.
All right, sorry,
I feel so
sorry.
Anyway,
in this conversation.
As I was saying, rules are meant to be broken because in all systems, the rules are initially set down by flawed human beings that don't have all the information. And you never have all the information is the thing. You know, over time, new information comes out and you realize that those old rules are kind of constrictive, man. They're kind of limiting our growth. Our potential is limited by our strict adherence to a set of abstract principles laid down by the minds of yore. We owe it to them and to ourselves to break the rules and find out the limitations of who and what we can truly become. Thank you.
Okay, so slam poetry from Dan.
That's pretty good.
Ben?
All right. Counter argument.
Am I going first here, or do you want to go first?
Which one of everyone you want to start?
You go first.
Okay. So, as a counterpoint to
the Mavericks,
the punk rockers.
You guys are goody two shoes.
So, love talk about. Hank was talking about how Einstein broke the rules and Tesla broke the rules and all this stuff. They didn't really break the rules as much as they made new rules that built on the old rules that already existed. The idea that we shouldn't follow the rules doesn't really follow the rules. Even punk rock's aesthetic of not following the rules of musical structure isn't really true, because you can explain everything that's done in punk rock music using musical theory. Even the stuff that sounds dissonant and doesn't feel like it fits can still be explained using the rules of music theory.
I'll have order in my court, Hank.
I'm sorry.
The larger...
Turn in your badge and gun.
Hey, you want a penalty? You're interrupting.
The larger point of this is that when the rules are broken and chaos ensues, eventually everything flows back to order. It's the natural order of things. If you have chaos, eventually it forms order. So therefore, rules exist for a reason.
Okay.
All right, Stalin.
Okay.
Sounds like fascism to me. All
right. So.
I will neither confirm nor deny.
I don't recall.
Dana's turn.
Okay. So I think this is a really interesting question, and I think what it comes down to primarily is almost an issue of semantics, because kind of as what Ben was saying, like, I believe that rules, like, I think it's in our own hubris as humans to say that we create the rules with any authority of what is objective in the universe. And so I think while rules are not meant to be broken, that doesn't mean that humanity wasn't meant to break pre-established rules. I believe that in the same way that Ben said, there's a theory that order is the opposite of chaos, and together they create harmony. And so having order is crucial. If you only had chaos, then everything would just be nonsense and there'd be nothing to follow. But if you only have order, nothing grows. Emotions don't happen. You're in a stasis.
She's going neutral right now.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Feels like it.
Feels like it.
Even
yeah.
Even emotions
you
have
to
order
act in this, Dana.
And they have they can be measured.
Why are you arguing against me?
I'm bringing you back to a.
I'm gonna give a penalty. Y'all are interrupting.
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right. I guess his lead is just
trying.
Hey,
just, I was
the
just trying
rules
to
dictate, Dana, that you can give penalties for their
yeah.
interrupting.
Yeah.
So to maybe argue your case, you should give them penalties for breaking rules.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Thank you. One for you. One for you. And you're on my team.
Hey,
so
Bookie.
You get passed.
Don't write anything down.
Okay.
Minus 10, right?
So, in
give him a pass because he's on your team. It's fine. Just give me all.
So, in conclusion, I think that rules have a.
I think I'm ready to make my judgment.
No, I haven't finished. I've been interrupted this whole time. So in conclusion, I think that rules have a place, and for humans to say, oh, well, you know, we can break them, we can disregard them, I think that's, you know, speaking to our hubris as mortal beings, and...
We should have done this acid.
Rules are meant to stay in place, but humanity is not meant to always... You know, dictate everything. Period. Don't snap for me. Don't
I
snap
struggle
for
with
me.
This because Dana's argument almost felt a little bit like
for breaking,
like being on the rule breakers thing because rules are created by man,
disagree.
So that hubris exists in those rules.
I disagree.
However, Hank, not once but twice, said. Don't wear masks. Ergo, you guys lost immediately. Everybody wear your masks.
Shut up, libtard.
And in him saying don't wear your masks, he's setting a rule for everyone listening.
I got it.
Well, I also think
no, because the rules are to wear them.
In general
no, but you're setting a rule to not wear them.
That, but then the rule is to wear them currently.
Maybe you should have followed the rules.
That's why I don't do. I don't follow the rules. You're right. That's my whole
so
character.
Do Hank,
I
do
can
Dana,
actually do
Dana
my character.
And myself get 250 points?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Sick. Nice, nice.
You
nice.
Are a fair and just
I'm
judge.
Deleting Lee as a friend on PS4 now.
Just delete the podcast.
Just delete Lee.
Lee was mad I played my character, but I guess he is the judge.
It's not very punk rock to not wear a mask. That's all I'm saying.
It was said for breaking the rules.
For the record, I barely knew what I was talking about either.
Correct.
We know.
Hank, it's
okay,
your turn, my friend.
True or false or round robin?
But
I'll
followed the rules and tried.
Let's get a conversation. Actually, let's change the pace here and get a little more. All right, so everybody got their phones out to write this down.
Oh.
True or false? Ben, whenever you're ready, let us know. Oh, actually, give us a score.
Yeah, can we get,
I'm going to tally the scores real quick here.
How many penalties did you give out that round?
Four. The rest of the ones I had, but I guess there's more. Four.
You can't touch those.
Why not? Who are those?
Those aren't for you. Those are for us.
You guys get to give out penalties?
Yes.
How's that work?
Then it's voted on.
But I'm the ref.
That means there's no vote on your penalties.
Yes.
You have autonomy, but we can still
we can still say interrupting. But then everyone votes if that's accurate.
So I only had four ref exclusive penalty flags.
No, yep, five.
And you gave
five.
Them away.
Well spent.
You got one more.
No, you're right. Or no, did I give out a penalty before? No, I did not. Can I he's right. I had five and I only gave you guys two each.
Yeah.
Wait, why didn't you give Bennett?
Because I'm on our team.
Oh, well, I'm going to challenge,
what is it?
Distracting others.
Okay, have everyone vote.
Hey, Dan. Dana distracted others. Two penalty flags by giving us two each and Ben none, which wasn't fair, in my opinion.
I don't see how that was distracting others, so I vote nay.
So I guess
nay.
It doesn't matter what I say.
What are you talking about?
Why are
Lee's
we still
here?
On this?
Lee's here.
Yeah, I'm here.
I thought it had to be unanimous.
It does have to be unanimous other
and
than
Ben
me.
Ben voted no, so.
So you're
irrelevant.
You're done.
Wait, what?
Ben said nay. It has to be unanimous. I disagree. Ben
it's
disagrees.
Not majority.
You don't have an anonymity.
What are you talking about?
You know what unanimous means, right?
What, the majority?
No, it means everyone.
It means everybody has
means
to vote.
No
like united.
No dissenting votes, no nays.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's me versus all y'all. You guys are one entity versus me. I am the kaiju.
All right, we ready for the tally?
You guys are Tokyo.
What is tally?
Tally.
All right, so I have Ben, 1,500. Dan, 1,230. Dana, 1,050. Woo! Hank, 1,530. And Lee... coming from behind, 1650.
I am in last.
Yeah, it's so it's.
This is just the norm now.
As of now, it's looks like it might be a 3-way race between Ben, Hank, and Lee here.
People outside of this podcast have told me that I lose every podcast game, and I'm just like,
we should just change the name of the podcast to Dana.
Watch
loses.
Dana lose.
Thanks for listening.
I thought it'd be great to call it Three Guys, a Girl, and a Pancake Place.
Three guys, a girl, and she loses every time.
I don't think the audience you're reaching for is going to get the reference.
If they like Ryan Reynolds. Anyway.
Mistakes Are Delicious is the name.
Anyway.
Just read the thing.
True or false?
Huh? No.
In general, hot water will freeze faster than cold water. I am ready.
I am ready,
ready
as well.
I'm ready.
Lee.
Hank.
Sorry.
Guys are idiots.
All right, I sent it, Ben.
Okay.
All right, Dana, you go first to my left.
Wait, what is the answer? Is it true or false?
It's true.
Okay. The answer is true. So I said true, and I said that Ben will vote true for 500 points.
I said it was false.
Oh, come on.
You said it was false?
I thought it was false.
It's true.
I'm
my sister
too.
Did that as a science experiment.
I thought
experiment.
Ben, out of everyone, would know that's true.
No, hot water freezes faster
Way
than
faster.
Cold water. Yeah. That's why when you throw hot water outside, it freezes midair in
that's
winter.
That's why hot water pipes always freeze.
Yeah, well, that's like if you threw water outside in winter, Kay. It would freeze and hit the ground.
So Dana loses 500 points.
Yeah, and I do.
For being
all right, I said
smart.
True, and I might as well, I said Ben true for 500 too.
So they
Ben, we trusted
they
you.
I thought Ben.
Wow, I said Dan false, 500.
I said true.
This is a massacre.
Dang.
Wow, we all hinge on Ben here.
Yeah.
What did Lee say? Lee.
True, Hank.
Well, 50. Dan hasn't gone yet.
Oh, sorry.
I said true, and I said for 500 that Lee would say true.
Which,
okay, so here's the thing. I know it's true, but I assumed someone would know I knew it was true.
Wait.
And I want to win.
No, you
so
gotta be
false.
Honest. You gotta be honest.
You can't do that.
You gotta be honest.
That's some metagame bullshit. You know better.
Yeah, what the fuck? Dan, you get two.
Didn't say that.
You gotta
that.
Be honest with your answer.
Does it say that
does
he has to be honest?
The rules.
Weren't you dishonest earlier?
Does it?
I was.
Yeah, Ben was
Doesn't
dishonest earlier.
Say,
wait, you were?
Yeah, because I said I think Ben will think this, and he goes, "I did know that, but I said this," and no one blinked.
No, I said I thought it. Yeah, I said I thought it was false, and it turned out to be true. And I put true.
Does it say honest?
No, but I
what
guess we could
say?
Vote on it.
That seems awesome. That seems like playing the game.
Yeah, that seems
in a cheating
shitty.
Way. Like it's
it
like
seems
if some
like gamesmanship.
No, it seems like okay.
It's
so
just
if,
gamesmanship.
If there was something that everyone knew, I knew. Why would I not say false?
Because you don't want them to get the points.
No, why would I not say false? Like, of course I would say false if
anyway,
I wanted to trick everybody.
What did you say, Lee?
Said false.
I said false, and I said you, Hank, would say true for 50 points.
For 50? Well, you should have bet more.
Legal.
I said true. So wait, Ben's the only one. Well.
What's the verdict on truth here? Like,
I don't think we should do that moving forward, but we're not playing another true or false.
That's so lame.
I don't know what to do because I think that's a shitty way to play.
I vote that I should get the points because Lee knew it was true and I figured Lee would know it
then
was true.
Then I get the points from
then
Ben.
Then he gets the points from last
from
turn. It's a wash.
No,
I'm just
be honest with your answers, guys.
No, I think that Eve,
can we do another debate round?
That technically, it's fine because it's not against the rules.
You slimy bastard.
That's so lame.
You got me this round, Leland, but next time you won't be so lucky.
Okay.
I'll get up earlier.
I find that so lame.
Liar.
I do too, but whatever.
You lied.
It's not in the rules, so.
But it's like, neither is me flipping this table.
Let me keep reading it.
But if I did it, everyone would be like, hey.
But that's not.
500
but,
points to
But
Dana.
There's nothing even.
Yep, it's actually in the rules.
What?
Justin may change his answer to make Roberto lose points if he suspects he guessed. Guess correctly. That's an example. Multiple players may bet on the same person. Players may not
Brutal.
Bet.
Brutal.
So they can lie.
So, well, what it boils down to is that Lee was willing to sacrifice his friendship to any one of us.
Right.
To win.
You're the only one who bet on Lee.
Yeah.
Everyone else bet on Ben.
Yes, but he didn't know
that. And unfortunately,
he didn't know that when he lied.
Unfortunately, I'm dumber than y'all think.
What's the score? I'm winning right now,
Steve? Yes, you are.
Okay.
You got 50 points, though. But we all lost points.
Yeah, I lost five. I lost five.
Everyone lost points but Lee.
Everyone lost 500 points but Lee, and he pulled way ahead. And now it's Dana's turn to do what do you do
yeah,
round robin.
Shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Willing to
but
sacrifice.
That's the game.
But we did set the rule now. Or was the instructions say you can't lie? Sorry.
The instructions say you can lie.
That's bullshit. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, Lee's totally
put
in the
put
clear.
Your card on the blue pile. It's red, round robin.
Rules is written, I'm in the clear even.
Yeah. Yeah. But not with your friends.
But there's shitty rules.
I still love
rules
you.
Rules are
I love you,
meant
Lee,
to be broken.
I've
changed my position.
All right, we have the last card.
The last card.
To get me more points.
This is literally only 250 for on the line.
Okay.
So, yeah, Lee's already won this one.
So we're
Gosh,
just playing
if I knew that
fun.
Was how you were supposed to do true and false, I would have played a lot more cruel.
I know. I didn't think that. Yeah. I mean, I read it, but fuck.
Creative. It wasn't cruel.
It was cruel.
Creative.
It was cruel.
It was so.
Cruelative.
It was intentionally trickery-ish.
You are just like
tricks are for kids.
You're Coyote from Native American lore. You're Loki. You're the bait and switch McMuffin guy.
I'm sorry. Didn't you say rules are not meant to be broken? I'm sorry.
I said you had the best case in that argument.
No, he said you won that because Nick said no mask.
And if anything, he followed. Like we were arguing for the rules, and he followed the rules. So
I hate myself.
But I mean, that's part of it, though, is get not
is
only
hating
picking
yourself.
The person, but picking what they will say.
Yeah, and then hating believe. Yourself.
Kim, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
Who?
My therapist.
Shout out to Ben Kim.
She told me not to say that even as a joke. But rules are meant to be broken.
Hey, guys. Please invite me back still, though.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. Only if you bring your baby that walks a little bit.
Fetch me my son.
All right. What is the
baby time to diffuse all the anger?
Okay.
Okay.
Round robin.
So, really quick, can I say that like if I say one for fun and you guys all mostly agree that mine was the best answer, can we use that?
No, it literally says
no.
Not how it works.
Fine. When someone says meh, they really mean meh. And when someone posts meh on Facebook, it really means meh.
What?
Those are blanks.
Oh.
When someone says blank, they really mean blank.
Okay,
and when
it.
Someone posts blank
say,
on Facebook, it really means blank. I don't know why there's two questions. It's really weird.
Well, because you're
For
supposed to make two.
Answers?
You're supposed to make two of.
So each of you.
Let me see the card. Because there's no answers, right?
No, it's just blank.
When someone says.
It's like two different questions.
No, it's literally like Mad Libs. You just fill it in and you fill it in so it's personal.
See.
Yeah, she's just supposed to fill
right,
it in
right,
with whatever she thinks.
Do you hear me? Hear what I mean? It's two questions. That those could be
yeah,
two separate questions.
Yeah, it's
cards.
Just it's two. It's fun. It's,
yeah,
it's two
and I'm
things.
Just
like,
checking.
Someone says
that.
This, they mean this.
I'm just verifying this, that doing two questions in a row is cool. Which I guess if it's on the card, then yeah. You see what I mean? That could be two different cards.
I feel like the point of this card is that we're all supposed to fill in the
yeah,
blanks and you tell us which ones you think is the best.
Yeah, of course.
It's not two questions.
Oh, so you weren't filling in with meh. You were just telling. That was confusing.
Yeah, they were blank. You should just say blank.
Yeah, you should have just said
someone
blank.
Someone says blank.
I thought you were
back and you said blank.
Yeah, that was very confusing. I thought you were making a story up.
Okay.
So we're supposed to say something.
We're supposed to fill in the blanks. When someone says blank, they really mean blank.
Someone says blank, and then Ben says it.
Okay.
And it's supposed to, he doesn't know what's coming next, so we got a new card.
What? Since when is it a secret?
What do you mean?
Since when is it a secret, my dude?
It's not a secret.
Oh, that's right.
We just go around and answer the question.
Out of here.
Round robin.
Okay, so when someone says Spider-Man, they think...
they really mean. It's okay.
They really mean Tom Holland. But when someone posts Spider-Man, they really mean...
See, but it's not a but, is what my thing is. There are only two
disjointed
questions.
The
yeah.
Okay,
they're
fine.
Just like two weird disjointed
when
questions.
When someone says Spider-Man, they really mean Tom Holland. And when someone posts Spider-Man on Facebook, it really means Tobey Maguire.
Okay, so I see what you're doing.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When someone says, that's really impressive, they really mean, that agitates my insecurities.
Ooh.
And when someone posts, be moved on Facebook, they really mean, I hope your business collapses.
What the?
Yeah.
Wow. That was an attack.
Deep cuts.
Oh.
The lore.
Industry.
Edgelord.
Attacks.
And look how that worked out.
Oh my God.
When someone posts
I love them.
On Instagram. All right.
When some.
No. Lee's turn.
Yeah, Hank. Sorry.
I'm just acknowledging.
I don't.
Let him go. He's going to lie about something. No, I'm kidding.
When someone Typically. Posts on Instagram a picture of them at the
Wait,
beach
that's not
and
the
says,
question.
Living my best life.
Wait,
what they
you
mean
don't have
is,
it right.
I'm lonely but have a green screen.
That's not what it's when someone says blank, they
yeah,
really
you
mean
need to
blank.
See the question, as I said again.
Right. When someone says living my best life, they really mean I'm lonely with a green screen. Oh, it is things. Okay, my bad. When someone says blank, they really mean blank, and someone posts on.
It's
oh,
just
okay.
like two different questions. I don't understand.
I get it. It makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense.
I feel like I answered
when someone says I eat a ton of kale, they really mean I'm a pretentious tool bag.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, and when someone posts I'm living my best life on Facebook, they really mean I'm lonely with a green screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get it? One's like yeah. reality and social media. That's the two questions.
Right, but those were like two disjointed answers, you know what I mean?
Okay, that's up to
the Which means. Is fine, but it's just two different questions.
When someone says, you look good, they really mean, you look good. And when someone says, you look good on Facebook, it really means, I want to fuck you.
That's a good one.
Oh, they are supposed to be the same.
Yes, yeah. I get it completely.
See, but it doesn't say that. It
doesn't matter.
That's good.
Lose.
You
it's
and
fine.
Ben did something with it that, like, cool. But, like, that's not, it's not clear.
It's supposed to be, when someone says this, they really mean this. And then on Facebook, when someone says it, it's going to be different because that's social media.
Right, but it doesn't say that.
So
okay,
pick your poison, Dana.
What was yours
so
again?
Your
like
choice.
Wording exactly?
Yeah.
What's the first part?
When someone says that's impressive, they really mean it agitates my insecurities.
Ah, okay.
And when someone posts to be moved on Facebook, it means I hope your business implodes.
Yeah. I mean, that's connected too.
Yes.
Lee's was kind of connected theme-wise. I think Hank's was the most clever. Like, it all connected, and it felt like a real quote. So,
there you go, Hank. 250 points
for all.
And this is finally over.
Why don't we just finish the round?
That was
the end of the round.
That was the end.
You were having fun. I liked it.
I like this game a lot.
Let's do another round. I miss you guys so much.
Can't hear Ben. Can't hear Ben.
Can you hear me?
I can't hear.
I can't hear.
I can't hear you.
I can hear you, Ben.
You can hear me.
I can't hear you.
Is it plugged in?
It's plugged in.
Yeah, I don't hear you at all.
Hey, just let Ben talk.
Okay, I'm talking.
Something.
Nope.
Hank, when you got up to show Lee the card, something popped under the table. You kicked a cord and it popped. Like, I jumped.
Oh, shit. How do you unplug my mic?
How? How would I possibly do
it? I watched you.
I guess it wasn't plugged.
That's when I stood up, though. So
yeah,
Ben.
You kicked it.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You wouldn't say much after that.
You didn't say like anything.
A little moment of silence there. Hold on.
Okay. I'm back.
A little moment of silence.
All right. So now we're going to add all these up.
Yeah.
Who got second place, third place, and fourth place?
Because again, if we play for members, we would have second and third place prizes.
So Lee definitely won because he's got 1,700.
Yeah.
He doesn't even go here.
So.
I do, though. I mean, if you looked at our post about my show, you would assume I don't go here.
No.
Wait, what?
Wait a second. Actually. Wow. No, wait. I'm totally wrong. Never mind.
Do the Owen Wilson. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. Sorry. I added Hank's up wrong. He got
Ka-choo.
Okay. Hank got 1,280. Dana got 550.
No. That's less than a third of Lee's total score.
Dan got 730, and I got 1,000. So
you broke even, Ben. Good job.
That's what I do.
Rules are meant to be broken.
So So Lee is our clear winner with 1,700. Hank got second place with 1,280. And I, Ben, got third place with 1,000. And, yeah, and then Dana and Dan lost.
Yeah, but Dana lost the most.
Dana lost the most. Hey, Lee, I award you.
As the referee, I call a penalty on anyone who thinks that I lost, and then now you lose.
You can send that to me.
I've still beat you. How many? You don't have enough penalties. I'm gonna send this to you.
I'll hold on. I'll hold on to your card.
Ben, you're stalling. You're distracting me.
Dana, just
you're
throw droning. A bunch of penalties on Lee
that
right
now. That was offensive. You're interrupting.
Don't
all
try
of that
and game
times
this.
About 500.
Everyone, throw penalties on Lee right now. All right, Lee, where are you going?
He's leaving.
We're at a wrap up the
get
podcast.
The baby.
He's just shitting.
I'll just pause here. Oh, why did I think that was a chair?
This is the part where we see a ghost like move something, and we go,
baby,
whoa!
Baby, baby.
Then we're on like
baby.
A top 10 list. Lee. Oh, good call.
The child.
Gosh.
Good call.
Miles, you're so large.
Hey,
Miles.
Can you see us?
Miles. Wait, Miles. Open your headphone maybe so we can hear?
Oh.
Hi.
Hi,
baby.
Hi, Miles.
Baby on the screen. Y'all should look at the video for this podcast.
Wow.
There's a baby.
Wow.
Hi, baby.
That's a
baby.
That's a human child.
You're
why daddy can't be on this podcast more regularly. Say hi.
Well, that in the pandemic.
Shake.
Baby.
He point.
Actually, he could be on it more because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that's the prize for the winner. Lee, mail that out when you can.
No, he won, so he gets the baby.
Deliver that
baby.
You got lucky.
You get to keep your child.
If you were a member of our Dan Cakes collective here, then you would get one beautiful baby boy in the mail.
Uh-huh.
Are we the storks?
All right.
Sorry,
on that note,
it's okay.
Hey, I want to thank Lee for joining us, our artist from Phoenix.
Yeah, that was fun.
Shout out to we're gonna have him on more. I would definitely play this game.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh, this was great.
Yeah, this one was actually good.
This was maybe my favorite game we've played so far, besides the one we played where like we wanted Ben to die.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Butthurt game.
Way less racist than last week's game.
Yeah.
Which
bonus?
This one discriminates
against
offensive
it.
Comments.
Because that sounds weird if you don't put it in perspective. Anyway, mistakes are delicious, guys. Thanks for watching, and we will see you next time. Bye.
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 Baby.
Cutie. All right.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to the Mistakes Are Delicious podcast. Please subscribe or follow on the various platforms you might be listening to this on. You can find all the podcasts on dancakes.com. Please comment on what you'd like to hear us talk about or what games you'd like us to play. And like and share with your friends. And more importantly, guys, mistakes are delicious. Until next time.